Guys, I'm Brinley.
And I'm Daphne.
And we're the co-hosts of Brinley and Daphne Talk About Stuff. So, just so everybody knows, we are not in the same room right now. We are practicing social distancing because of the coronavirus. We are talking about good stuff because we know this is a hard time and we want to make people happy.
So, we have 8 good stuffs today.
Gotta stick with our brand.
Yeah.
Yep.
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 Oh no, I'm doing the guest. Okay. So the first good stuff we have is about a dog named Rollo, who is a 7-year-old dachshund. And Rollo sprained his tail from wagging it with joy over his family being home from quarantine.
He was just so happy. Such a happy little dog.
But he's gotten a lot better now, so it's okay.
Are you sure I should be saying good stuff? That just sounds so weird.
Our second piece of good stuff.
Doesn't that just sound so weird?
It sounds cool, okay?
Okay. Our second piece of good stuff is about a college student, Michael Arundel, who started shopping and delivering groceries to seniors who because they aren't advised to be outside at all. And so that grew into this whole operation, and he has a website now. It's called Leave It to Us.
A lot of younger people are helping older people out, or people with underlying diseases out right now, because they're more at risk for the coronavirus. So it's really good that he's doing it.
Yeah.
And our third piece of good stuff is about this college student. Her name is Ashley Lawrence. She's studying education for the deaf and hard of hearing. And with her mom, she designed and sewed innovative masks for the deaf and hard of hearing. And so, for the deaf and hard of hearing, some of them really rely on, like, lip reading and stuff. So, in the mask that she and her mom made, there's a clear plastic piece over the lips. And it's free, so that's great.
Yes.
Did I sound sarcastic whenever I said that's great?
What?
Did I sound sarcastic whenever I said that's great?
I don't think so.
Okay, that's good.
Our fourth piece of good stuff is about a man named Alan Marshall from Michigan, and he was using his savings to fill gas tanks for tons of nurses heading to a nearby hospital. He was using his own money to help them help others.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah, really. So, the fifth piece of good stuff is that the Himalayan mountains are visible for the first time in 30 years. As air pollution continues to plummet in India. And that's really good, but it's also really interesting on, like, how the environment is dealing with this pandemic.
Our fourth piece of good stuff is about CRISPR. So recently, CRISPR has been used to attempt a cure for genetic blindness for the first time.
You don't just laugh at that.
No, I was thinking about the Frozen song, for the first time
ever. For the first. Oh my gosh.
I was about to say it, but I saw myself.
For the first time in forever. Uh-huh. There could be a cure for genetic blindness. Okay. Oh my gosh, our podcast is now available on a new platform. Good news.
Wait, what?
Your podcast Yeah, our podcast. I'll screenshot it and send you a picture.
Okay? Oh my gosh! Wait, what is?
It's called Radio Public, and I think it's an app, so we can get accounts and, you know, follow our podcast.
Yeah. Let's do that.
Okay.
We should study
that. Let me explain CRISPR.
Okay.
So, to anyone who doesn't know, CRISPR is a tool that's used to edit genes. It's still really new, and it's really, like, interesting and also kind of scary, I guess.
Yes.
In how it's used, because, like, when do you, like, draw the line whenever you can edit genes?
Yeah, like, what's stopping anyone from, like, making themselves live forever?
And, like, if we could do that, would we?
And then, like, designing babies. Should you designer really babies? Yes, designer babies. That could be our new future.
Yes.
It's very scary.
So, wow. That, yeah. Wow. Ugh. So.
But wait. Our seventh. Really amazing.
What?
It's just really amazing that they. Sorry.
Yeah, it's really, I wish I was born early. I wish I was born later, though, because.
Really?
Yeah, because I want to be a designer baby.
No, what if there's, like, side effects or something?
Well, if there.
Or no, like, there wouldn't be side effects, would there?
Probably would.
Yeah, maybe.
Just because, like, if one gene's messed up, then, like, maybe that goes against your other natural genes, and then you get cancer or something.
Yeah.
Okay, so the seventh one is that people are putting up their Christmas lights back up to spread cheer amid the coronavirus pandemic. And they're, like, putting pictures of it up on Twitter with, like, hashtag lights for life, hashtag corona kindness. So.
Yep, pretty interesting.
Yeah, we would do it, but.
We would.
We would totally do it, but our parents probably won't let us.
Yeah.
Well, like, do I just sound like a really bitter teenager?
That was really good, though. Like, you sounded like a sincere teenager.
Yeah, I'm a real teenager, guys.
Yeah, if you didn't believe us before, now you do.
Oh, and the last one is really good, guys.
Yes, like, this one is probably amazing. The best news
you've ever heard in your life.
In your entire life.
Take
Blake
away,
Shelton Nicole. Is growing a mullet as a symbol of hope.
Oh my gosh. That is so amazing.
Yes, it's amazing. That's what he's doing for us. He's growing back a mullet for hope.
And we hope you guys really feel hopeful. So thank you so much for listening.
Yes, thank you.
And all of our social medias and our sources will be in the description. And thanks again. We hope you follow, subscribe, all that jazz. And yeah.
Brinley and Daphne out.
Brinley, that was good.
It was good.
Oh my gosh, that was like our best one yet. I mean, we've only done two, but...